a show where she talks about herself and her experiences.
One of my birthdays, a friend actually wrote me a song.
My parents were the walking distance. It's foul, but we used to check it there.
The guests, they have strong opinions and stories for this.
Oh, she didn't even greet me.
This thing just carry hammer the knack for my head.
But this is us. This is me. I didn't change.
If you are good, you don't need someone to tell you that you are good to justify your goodness.
Happy moment.
Motivational speaker cannot do it, but he's telling you to look and do it.
Sad moments.
Oh, okay, the first relationship. Oh, it ended badly.
And everything in between.
I don't think you're in a place to think about my personal belief on this.
I still love as a beautiful thing.
My name is Toby Podcast. Starts now.
Hi, guys. Welcome to my podcast. My name is Toby. How are you doing? I guess this is Happy New Year, right? Because, hey God, do I apologize? But now here is the thing. My idea of an apology is that you're saying that the thing you did, you're sorry about it and you would not do it again. So you've kind of repented. So saying I'm sorry and now going back to do the same thing again is somewhat pointless. But now, do you now never apologize? What am I talking about? Maybe that's why I told people, hey, I will come and do 25 days of podcasting in December and I just did 5 and ran away. And I should now come and say, oh, I'm sorry, what I did that last year, I will not do it again. But in my heart of hearts, I know that there is how this year will be. I will ghost again, Jesus Christ. But anyway, I'm sorry for what happened and I'm going to try my best to be consistent with the podcast this year, which is why the whole of January I said let me rest and get myself and know what me and 2024 are doing before I now come and start the year in February in grand style. Is it really grand? But yeah, I decided, you know what, this podcast is due for a rebrand. So the whole brand is changing, the colors, the design, the everything. We're going to be more consistent on Instagram and other social media. I'm reviving my newsletter. I mean, I'm like, last year was a whole lot of plenty things, but this year is going to be my year of softness. 2024, the soft year, no too much stress, no nothing. So I'm like, you know what? My podcast is also not going to suffer. So we're going to bring it back. We're going to talk everything we want to talk, which is why this first episode is basically me sharing my plans for the year. Because last year, or the second half of last year, I did like a vision board, and it was so helpful because you've come up with a list of stuff and pictures you put together and you said you want to achieve this thing. And then a lot of people are aware and they are going to hold you accountable. So you have no other choice than to achieve it. And I decided, you know what, this year I'm going to come and tell you people my goals for the year so that I would not have any other choice than to be accountable for everything and achieve what I said I would achieve. So again, this year we have a theme. The theme for this year is 2024 soft life, basically, or softer life than what we've lived before. So I have, like, in my vision board, there are like 5 images there representing 5 things I want to do with myself this year. The first one is build on last year's achievements. Last year, I was more active on LinkedIn, you know. I was busy with school and work and had all these things where I did my whole first and second semester and everything that last year, you know. I went on field trips, I did a research and presented it at a conference. I did so many trainings at work. I was able to move from just a graduate trainee on probation to an actual fully employed geologist in my company. So I had, last year was intense with being a professional, you know, a young professional trying to up my profile and everything. My CV is so full with so many things, and thanks to my dedication to last year, I'm like, you know what, this year I do not do again. Please, this year is going to be soft, but I'm going to build on the things of last year. For example, one of my goals for this year is to graduate, right? So I've done all the field trips and the courses and everything, even though we've not seen our results, any lag and nonsense. But at least hopefully put together my project and graduate. And then what the other thing I'm building on from last year is the presentation I did at the conference, I'm now going to like do an actual paper and publish it in an internationally recognized journal, sort of. And the other thing is work. I mean, the effort I put into work last year, just keep doing what I'm doing, you know, build on my skills, train younger professionals with our training program in the office and everything. So just keep doing my thing. You know, last year I pushed myself. Then this year I'm like, okay, I know how far I can go. Just continue at that pace. The other goal I have for this year is to learn data analytics. In fact, it was part of my goals for last year. But because last year was really intense, it's one of the things I'm like, before we can kill myself or my mother, please let us shift this one to a later time and achieve other things. So that later time is now. And one of my goals for this year is to learn and get certified in data analytics, right? My third goal for this year, you guys, is to podcast more. I'm like, see, last year, as I was doing everything, I knew something had to give, and what gave was my podcast. I'm like, you know what, let's shift podcast to this side. But this year, we're not shifting it anything. We're bringing it back. We're talking. God. When I say we are talking because I have things to say. Anyway, we're going to talk in other episodes. Let's share more of the plans. My fourth plan this year is to read more novels. Now, when I look at this year being a softer year and everything, like I said, okay, I've pushed myself to achieve so many things. So just build on those things. But then again, also take myself to those things I may have lost along the way, as I was trying to be this new version of myself, you know, because I feel like I've evolved so much, but there are some things that used to be me that are no longer me that I need to go back to bring, and that's reading. Like, 12-year-old me would look at me now and be like, what are you doing? Like, you no longer read novels. Like, how? So I'm like, you know what, I want to go back there and do that, you know. So my strategy for reading more novels is, I'll blackmail my friends into getting me novels. Like last year, for my birthday, they're like, oh, what do you want? I said, buy me novels. So one of my friends bought me two novels. Odafe Atogun's The Cabal. I've started it. And then the second book is God's Children Are Broken Little Things by Arinze Ifeakandu. Both books have been amazing. I've been reading them hand in hand. The third book I also have, that one of my aunties gifted me, is The Color Purple. And The Color Purple was just adopted into a movie. But that one, when I went to visit my cousin at the end of last year, I gave it to her because it's so her thing. I'm like, you know what? Chemaka, come and take this book. I know it's your kind of book. And she sent me voice notes. Oh my God, Toby, this book. I say yes. But I had not finished reading it when I gave to her. So hopefully when I visit again, I'll take it and continue reading. One of my friends, again, I did him some sort of favor. And I'm like, oh, I'm going out of my way to do this for you. You owe me. And then he reaches out that, you know what? This thing you did for me was really helpful. It was this, it was that. That I really owe you. What do you want? I say, give me novel. Give me novel. Go to the Happy Noisemaker Instagram page. See, if you're looking to go into reading again or reading fiction, the Happy Noisemaker is an Instagram page run by Jola Yeye. You'll see fantastic books there. I didn't even stress. I said, see, go to the Instagram page. Pick any book by an African author and gift to me. Thank you. God bless you. So that's my strategy for reading more novels. And novels are not expensive, with Jesus Christ. You will never see 2K novel nowadays. God, I beg. As I say, me that have money in this life. So if you want to give me anything, just be buying me novels. Let me be reading. Right? And my last goal for the year, like I said, I have 5 things up on my vision. But the first thing is to build on last year's skinny. Second, data analytics. Third, to podcast. Fourth, to read more novels. And fifth is to see, how do we know I'm still in Lagos is when you hear background noise, people driving, traffic noise, and bikes and stuff in the background. But anyway, we cannot help it. It is what it is. The fifth thing on my list or goal for the year is to earn in foreign currency. Because again, how are we going to maintain this soft life if we don't have money, right? I could have easily said to earn more, But I noticed that I have never in my life earned in foreign currency, right? Every work I've done, every money I've earned in life, I've always been paid in Naira. Whether it's like having an actual 9-to-5, or when I do these gigs where I write for people, they pay in Naira. And I'm like, even now that Naira is climbing, like, I'd be falling like nonsense, you know? And it's actually been nice to earn in a different currency. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to... And this is my only... The only goal I have that I have no plans for. Because, like I said, my plans for getting novels is to get friends to gift it to me. There's a course on YouTube for data analytics and every other thing. Podcasting, I'm already doing it. But this earning in dollars, oh, no plan, no initial plan. I just put it there. As per, I will figure it out and hopefully I will. But again, if you're listening and you have suggestions, in fact, I've been going to watch those YouTube videos where they give people tips on... Anyway, let me not even go into that one. But yeah, if you have any suggestion of things I can do, some people say, oh, do investments, buy stocks. Anyway, but just tell me what would work. Or that is the end of the goals I have for this year. And part of me wants to call this for the my goals for the first half of the year, because I think these are things that are achievable for the first half. And the way the year goes, things may change along the line, and then you have new goals as the year goes, right? So I'm like, okay, for the first half, maybe second half, we can add or remove some goals depending on how the year has gone or how I've evolved as a person. And somebody will not be listening to this one. A few of you listeners will now say, I told you how far our personal or relationship life. I say, leave me alone. I do not have any plan. I'm not even making any active plan. I'm just saying, see, the things I can control is what I'm planning for and making as my goals, because I know I can personally achieve them. But then being in relationship is what another human being is involved. I'm not going to go and buy somebody from the market. And I'm not even intentionally looking for this single answer. I do not search for anything. But yeah, if any brother wants to come along, you know, better know that I'm doing podcasts. And you are going to be inside my podcast. Because I saw something on Twitter, somebody saying that he cannot date podcast babes, because they will carry your story and go and say on their podcast. So this is a disclaimer. If you want to come and date me, your story will enter here. So if you are not ready, better get out of my life. And it's not even just your story entering here. You yourself, you come and enter. You know those YouTube couples that will do couples channel and now come and be doing content, how we met, our first fight, we'll do it. So if you are not up to it, please leave me name, be doing my solo podcast on my own. I beg. Anyway, that being said, that's the end of this episode. And yeah, I mean, you guys must have seen it from last year when I tried to do the Podmas thing, that I'm like, you know what? Yeah, nowadays nobody has time, even myself, I don't have time to come and start listening to podcasts for 1 hour. So just be dropping short episodes here and there, and then wait for the next one and the next one and the next one and the next one and the next one. And again, I find that what I do is talk about my experiences, but I never share opinions. I'm like, you know what, this year, I'm going to share opinions. I'm going to share hot takes or whatnot. Or maybe not, I don't know, but let's see how it goes. Alright guys, bye!
If you enjoyed this episode, why not share with your friends?